How Pitchfork describes it, spellbinding brand of anti-pop that fuses gaseous ambient sonics with airy vocals, squalls of noise, and moments of dark humor. Yeah, nice. Better than just saying weird electro. There you go. So that's what we heard then. And next, just before our second hour trip to Rwanda, we're going to play one last piece of music here by a Chilean band from the north, Antofagasta. Here is Zona Ganja with a brand new piece of music called Juan. Yes, some kind of hip-hop reggae from way down south on Wandering Rhythms.
Si Juan trabajó durante todo su mes, Juan luego compra para vivir ese mes, pero la moneda cae, cae otra vez, y Juan no podrá llegar para fin de mes. Y si Juan no tiene pan, su hija que va a comer, va a haber que apretarse y bajar el nivel, va a haber que bancarle los errores a aquel, opresión social creando pobres express. Pero todos los políticos ya tienen su pan, todos quieren agarrar una porción de su pie. Nadie escapa del trabajo sucio en ese lugar. No me vengan con delirios de mártires, ya no hay más. Quieren hacernos pelear la típica, defender tu postura política, hacernos creer que el problema está formado en la gestión económica. Que te enfoques bien en eso, en el dólar, en los precios, en las cifras, la inflación, el desempleo, en su progreso. Que no veamos lo importante, que no se hable de esto que te hablo. Y mientras la gente habla de datos, cierran tratos con el diablo. Que nadie sepa de transgénicos, de ingredientes en vacunas. Nadie sabe que inoculan farmacéuticas basuras. De fracking, de mineras, devastando sin parar. Privatización del agua hasta los ríos secar. Cementerios de basura, armando islas en el mar. De masacres a mapuches para lucrar con su lugar. Pero todos van pendientes de la misma novela, mientras ellos con tu voz inyectan mierda a la tierra. Es que nadie habló de que a Monsanto le permitieran que cultiven aquí lo que está prohibido allá afuera. Pero siempre se puede negociar de a dos. Te gusta el dinero y no eres la excepción. Negociaste lo que no tenía valor. Y a nosotros dime quién nos preguntó. Pero todos los políticos ya tienen su pan. Todos quieren agarrar una porción de ese pay. Nadie escapa del trabajo sucio en ese lugar. No me vengan con delirios de mártires, ya no hay más. Porque todos los políticos ya tienen su pan. Todos quieren agarrar una porción de ese pay. Nadie escapa del trabajo sucio en ese lugar. No me vengan con delirios de mártires, ya no hay más. Sí, que no lo ven, todavía no lo ven. Izquierdas, derechas, socialismos, radicalismo, lo que sea, es todo lo mismo. Es todo parte del juego que mantiene a la gente dividida. Mantienen a la masa dormida. Unos benefician solo algunos y otros benefician otros pocos. No podemos seguir eligiendo entre el menos peor. No podemos seguir conformándonos. Es la trampa de la democracia, el eterno círculo de las opciones que nunca van a satisfacer a todos. Hacen creer que hacer las cosas bien para todos es imposible. Y seguimos tropezando en la misma piedra una y otra vez. ¿Hasta cuándo? A ver, hasta entender que todos los políticos deben volver al mismo basurero del que salieron. A ver si les van a quedar ganas de seguir mintiendo, robando y dividiéndonos. Justicia social es lo que nos va a hacer temblar.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC, striving to provide points of view that are rarely expressed in mainstream media.
simba biga simbira mu guhanga imana nabarandire mbesinibe
Oh yeah, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain, CJSF.ca, WanderingRhythms.com. Yeah, that's our digits right there. And yes, we are right in the beginning here of an hour of music from Rwanda. Beautiful, small, East African nation. Right in the middle of the Great Rift Valley, where the Great Lakes region of Africa meets the Serengeti and the plains. And yes, Rwanda, only a country of about 12 million people. It's quite small. I can't tell you exactly how big, but roughly 400 kilometers to get across it. Yes, Rwanda, a nation that I'm sure you know has gone through in the 90s one of the worst things in modern history, the genocide there that killed almost a million people and has rebuilt amazingly since then. And, well, the people have made amazing music as well since then. So we're going to hear a lot of new stuff happening. And we started off with an artist from Kigali, the capital city, the big city, the only real metropolitan area in the small nation. Her name was Teta Diana and the song Umugwegwe. And yes, Teta Diana, her new album just came out this June. It's an EP of the same name as that song. And she mixes the local language of Kinyarwanda with English and Swahili in, as you heard there, a fusion of folk jazz and Afropop stylings. So yes, born in Nairobi and now based in Rwanda. And, well, to keep flowing with the music here, we're next going to hear the most characteristic instrument of Rwanda, which one of these artists here calls the guitar of Rwanda. The instrument is called the inanga, and it is a long piece of wood that makes up the body and then a lot of strings set over top of it that I believe you play with your fingers or with a stick. So this is like kind of the harp, I guess you could say, of Rwanda as well. It's beautiful the way they play it, and we're going to hear three different artists here with this music as the showcase. So first, a reggae artist based in Canada named Mighty Popo, who has left Rwanda quite a while ago and now making music, but faithful to his people and his style. So this music is primarily reggae, but fusing it with that classic instrument, the inanga. So Mighty Popo right here, a new single which came out last year called Rwagasabo on Wandering Rhythms in Rwanda.
Thank you. tushikamira hafi tufatanye kucyubaka ubikangwa nibyubona tugakangwe nibyurora subwiza bw'umubiri n'urukundo rw'umutima wikurikira ubukire muri isi niserwakira ukwihuha n'umuyaga rugari rwa gasabo rugari rwa gasabo rugari rwa gasabo rugari rwa gasabo kila
Rugari rwa gasabo, rugari majuru iyuzuye nimba nimiborogo uhit kumututiyo ahigwa bukware ndetse ngo yicwe aziruko yaremwe
Thank you.
Wandering Rhythms here in Rwanda. We just heard from three different bands that feature the classic Rwandan instrument called the inanga. And that last one was a band called Abatwa, which is a local name for a pygmy. So the album's, yeah, the band calls Abatwa, subtitled The Pygmy, and the album was Why Did We Stop Growing Tall? So the pygmies are people, not sure if that's the most appropriate name they have different names throughout Central Africa. The most famous, the Baka people of the Congo rainforest, and yeah, well documented their unique ways of hunting and singing and chanting and playing a lot of music instruments made out of wood from the forest there. Anyways, this band is from Rwanda, and yes, they're a family of musicians, and each song's credited to different people in the family. That one is Ruth Ni. Okay, let me stretch before saying this. Ruth Nairamfumukoye and Patrick Manishimine. Best I could do, thank you. The song Umutesi, I'll Follow You Until You Kill Me. Okay, so yeah, some really interesting stuff on this record. Not just folk songs. There's one that's like a hip-hop track. I'm going to play that a bit later on. And so, before that we heard a musician who plays exclusively the inanga. We heard from Munyakazi Deo, the song Ihorere Rwanda from the album Isoko Dusangiye from 2019. So award nominee, inanga player, multi-instrumentalist. Wait, I said he plays exclusively that. Okay, I just contradict myself. He plays primarily that instrument, the inanga. And yeah, there you go. From Kigali, big city in Rwanda. Before that, we heard a Canadian-based musician who was a refugee from Rwanda during the genocide, Mighty Popo. And I heard his name various points. He was a Juno winner in the early 2000s from the album called The African Guitar Summit with Alpha Diallo. There's a cool club of amazing African-Canadian musicians, and he's a part of it, Mighty Popo. The song Rowaga Sabo, and you heard the music's reggae, but the inanga kicked off the song and played throughout. So it was a single which came out last year. And yeah, that's some fun stuff on the inanga, some pretty folky music. Next, we're going to hear some hip-hop music from Rwandan musicians and Rwandans who have left the country and now living abroad. So we're going to hear from a French Rwandan musician who raps in French. By the way, Rwanda's a mix of English and French official languages, like Canada, and also local languages. Swahili's quite widely spoken, and then the local Rwandan language, which I named earlier, and it's called Kinyarwanda, appropriately. So we're going to hear from French-based Rwandan artist Gael Faye right here. Very cool little song called New York City with lovely hip-hop vocals in French and lovely piano, and then a little ode to Wu-Tang halfway through the song just to keep it interesting. All right, check this out. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the land of Coast Salish peoples and now traveling through Rwandan music scene.
Couleurs vives, les rues des couloirs vides, la ville est verticale, je me casse les cervicales dans mon cahier à spirale. J'écris mal inspiré, je veux fuir la mitraille pour les plages de nos cibés. Je regarde la skyline, les reflets dans le fleuve, la prochaine fois le feu, moi j'ai grandi dans le sbeul. Toujours en moi la rage comme un mec inspire. Depuis de l'eau a coulé face au